Welcome back to the Press Box on a wonderful weekend in March. My great friend Dave Buzzy Baker joining us here for our Racing Saturday or Saturday Racing Preview. Buzzy, take it away.
Gene, great talking to you again. Before we get going, let's remind the folks that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by Keeneland, by Arlington Park, by Turfway Park, by the Fairgrounds, by Oak Grove Racing, and by Clark Distributing. We get closer and closer to the Derby as it was meant to be, racing at Churchill Downs and at Keeneland, and more action along the Derby Trail. And today we will focus our handicapping on the Grade Two $1 million Rebel at Oaklawn Park.
You know, the Rebel Stakes has now become a really premier prep, not only for the Arkansas Derby but also the Kentucky Derby, Buzzy. And so we are trying to get ourselves prepped for the big race down in Arkansas, as well as it is a prep for the Kentucky Derby. So a big field, well, a good field, has been assembled for the Grade Two Rebel. And this is a race, Buzzy, that Bob Backford has utilized successfully over the last few years. And, you know, anytime Backford ships one in, especially at Oaklawn Park, you better take a second look.
And Gene, it's interesting in this, as I'm looking here, so you've got his unbeaten Concert Tour, who looks like is going to, at least is the favorite for now. Interestingly enough, if I'm looking at the sheet right, Concert Tour does not have any Kentucky Derby points. So this is important in a number of ways for Baffert and his colt.
Well, you know, it's not unusual for Baffert to take horses that have not or haven't raced as two-year-olds and start to really get them geared up early in their three-year-old year. I mean, we saw what he did with Justify. He had a couple more last year that didn't make it to the Derby because of some injury issues. But, you know, this is another in the long line of horses that are coming through Team Baffert. And, you know, last year, Madal used this same race, won the Rebel Six, went back to California, returned to Arkansas to win the Arkansas Derby or a division thereof. And Joel Rosario comes in, ships in with this horse. And, you know, he breaks the maiden by 10. We're talking about Concert Tour.
Yeah.
He broke the debut. He broke his maiden, easily defeating four rivals in his first race by 3.5 lengths with Rosario. He then stepped it up to win the Grade Two San Vicente. Just did what he needed to do to beat Freedom Fighter. I really think that he'll have a business's third race. You're starting to see some maturity kick in, and certainly I think by post time he will be the favorite, Buzzy.
Okay, so that brings us to the question of the week. How do you play it in this field of eight?
Well, you know, I think there's some other horses in here, Buzzy, that are really going to test the metal of Concert Tour. I love the way he went about winning the San Vicente. He kind of laid out just on the side, and then he just kind of, you know, meticulously worked his way to the front there in the deep stretch. And he showed a lot of grit and grind for a horse making his second start in his stakes debut. But, you know, the key, Buzzy, in this race, I think, is Cotto River. This is a horse trained by Brad Cox, owned by John Ed Anthony, the former owner of Loblawley Stables.
Yeah.
You know, this horse, Buzzy, is just so talented, and he's so fast. And I'll be honest, I'm really going to pay a keen interest to this race because of all the horses that have a potential to soften Life Is Good up in the Kentucky Derby on the lead, it's going to have to be a horse like Cotto River. He just has that early speed that may hook Life Is Good in the Kentucky Derby going 1.25 miles. And I want to see Cotto River not only see how he handles the lead again today, Buzzy, but at how he can stretch that speed out and utilize it going the distance of ground.
Okay, so of course you can get Gene's picks not only for the Rebel but all the racing action throughout the day right here on the Press Box, LTS.com, and also so much great action coming up Next week, Gene, is the grand opening of the Louisville Thoroughbred Society.
Yeah, Buzzy, you know, we've been waiting and working, and we, you know, we've got our first fashion show today. And so that's going to be an interesting event, and we got a tremendous group of people coming in to put that event on. And then this week we've got our investors coming in, we've got our members coming in, we've got our member guests coming in. And a week from today, Buzzy, the Grade 2 Louisiana Derby will be shown right here at the LTS.
So the question everybody has on their minds now is, will you be modeling at the LPS?
You know, I told the ladies that there were two things. I said, the only thing I know about fashion is how to spell it. And you don't have to look long and hard to find that I am outside of my realm when you have to put on anything other than blue jeans and boots. So, no, I am going to modestly sit in the background and admire those that fit into their clothes in a much more convenient and stylish way.
A man comfortable in his own skin. I love it. Gino, love you, my friend. Have a great weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my great friend. Love you. See you soon here at the LTS.